Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Wow. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined today by Peter Leonard.
Waking up. How is everybody this afternoon?
And Elgin David.
Yeah, waking up late.
That's right. And here we are. We're recording. It's Tuesday. You guys are probably going to get this sometime late Tuesday night or by Wednesday morning. You know, we're kind of at this point. It is. Once the show is edited, in a sense, and then posted, mm-hmm. you know, and done, and then put on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show .podbean site. You know, that's it. It's available. So right. if you subscribe to us, it'll feed your Google or your iTunes at that point. But we don't promote it till the next day.
That's
right. Right.
You know, to make sure you know it's there. So anyway, welcome to the show. And Peter Leonard's back after missing last week.
Wow. I'll tell you something. I'm still on medication, believe it or not. You know, not to bore everybody. I woke up last Sunday. And, you know, you guys know, Doug, I've had 6 surgeries in 11 years, but I haven't had a cold. You know, because I take this shit, Joby's. It's that pure pollen I take every day, 2 every morning. Right. I haven't sick, honest to God, a cold in 11 years. It's 100% pure bee pollen. And it's like $90 for a year supply. It's so
all right,
sick,
we got it. It's a fucking, you know, you
so anyway,
promote the fucking product.
Well, they pay him to promote it.
No,
it's good. You know, you use the fucking name already. You like, you know,
Jets, Joey.
If someone's really interested,
Joby's.com. Yeah. Put Petey in the promo code.
That's right next to Peter's book by Blowgees.
Yeah, so, but long story short, man, I woke up last Sunday and my ears, they're still buzzing. It sounds like. You know when you hear something in your headphones and you think, oh, there's somebody's cords loose or something, that high-pitched,
right,
high-frequency fucking...
Some little annoying noise.
Yeah, it's in my head, and it was funny.
Long story short, it was a bee.
Because yeah,
all that bee pollen.
No, I had a mosquito flying me. But what happened was it's Zika. I got the Zika virus.
Yeah.
Now, and it's so funny because I sleep with my TV on, so I'm thinking maybe the TV, I turn the TV off, I still hear it. I got up and turned the fan off, thinking the electric,
some white noise. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Then I turn off turn the AC, nothing, it's in my head. A little bit later, started to get, I didn't sneeze once, I didn't have a runny nose, my head just got congested. I just my fucking head was pounding, it was like,
wow.
Take my head in a vice. You ever got that headache where you're like, ugh!
Like a sinus headache.
Yeah. Long story short, 2 days later.
That's possible.
Yeah. So I started popping some cold pills and shit to see what that was going to do. Long story short, by Wednesday, I still wasn't better. I had stayed home Monday, went to work for 3 or 4 hours Tuesday, went to work for 3 hours Wednesday. Thursday, went to the doctor, man. And I had this hot little fucking Venezuelan chick filling in for my doctor who had some kind of back surgery.
So it was time for a rectal exam?
I asked her, I said, and I also said, by the way, I think I've got a hernia.
Yeah.
She said, get undressed, whatever. So, long story short, she put me on amoxicillin.
It's the fourth time you said that, right?
Put me on amoxicillin, my fucking ears, because she, even though I never got an earache or anything, she said, you've got fluid in your ears, you're hearing about it. I said, okay, help me. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 6 days on meds, I'm still not.
Are you taking antibiotics?
That's what I'm taking, amoxicillin.
I mean, really?
Yeah,
you got a virus. You got a virus.
No, it's not. It's not. It's an infection. A virus, like, it's not a virus. It's. And she said, if I don't, it could develop into sinusitis.
You know what? Now that I notice, you do sound a little like
phlegmy. Yeah, sound nasally. More nasally.
Yeah.
More than
usual. Yeah,
more
if you can get any more.
Yeah.
More Jewish. You know?
Yeah, why don't you just go drink a milkshake?
I've been clearing my, I'm not allowed to drink. I haven't had milk in a.
Yeah,
alcohol. By the way, I haven't had a fucking drink in like weeks.
Yeah, That's rough.
It is.
I'm actually trying really slowing down my drinking.
I'm reeling it in. That's it for me, man. I think, you know, remember I quit for like 3-4 months last,
right,
2 years ago? Worst thing I ever did in my life. No, but it was, I actually lost like 10, 12 pounds and shit in that time and cleared my head a little bit and saved about, you know, $40
probably
a week on Tito's Vodka.
At least. By the way, I gave you the floor because you wanted to say congratulations to him, but you told us much more than at this point.
Because you said you're welcome back because you were sick last week.
Right. No, you weren't here.
And I missed the show, and I apologize. And Elgin, I saw the news on Facebook, and I called you, and I email texted you, and marrying this chick is the most beautiful thing. Dougie, you got to agree with me that she's fantastic. They're a great couple. She's so nice. They're so...
Thank you.
Really? What are you making some kind of a fucking gesture? I'm being sincere. I think it's lovely, man.
No, because I'm on the break. I'm gonna run you the first 5-6 minutes of this fucking show.
Is she pregnant?
And all we hear is Peter Leonard on a run-on sentence.
Okay.
All right.
Cut the story.
So you want to congratulate her.
Congratulations. That's it.
Fucking, you know, don't say, oh, you're a lovely woman. I wish I could bang her. Listen,
I didn't say
you're
that.
Gonna, you were getting there.
No, I was. I would know. Like, now that he's engaged, that's disrespectful.
Oh, now you're going to be
no,
cool.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's wonderful.
And
news,
she is not pregnant. No, she's not.
That's good. What I'd like to do, I will volunteer. I want to play. I'll bring my keyboard. I will play for an hour for your cocktail. You don't have to invite me. I'm volunteering. It's at least a $250 value right here on the Dougie Show.
Right.
I will play the cocktail.
Another plug.
I'm not plugging.
Exactly. You can't
call.
Shut up.
877.
You think it's the Wake Up Late with Peter show whenever on fucking Wednesdays.
It's Piano Pete.
Well, that's great. Well, you know.
She's fantastic, man.
That's good. Yeah, listen, it's love.
Tell them how great marriage is. You tell me all the time.
Yeah, listen. There's nothing better, like, you know, being away. Like I was away last week.
That's what she said too. Away. Your wife said the same thing. Yeah.
Did I somehow fraudulent slip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, while I was away, you know, you get like when you love someone, you get like, oh God, I can't wait to, you know, can't wait to get home.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait to get. I was like
fucking these strange broads and get back to my wife.
Yeah. I mean, strange is nice, but fuck, familiarity could be good too.
Exactly, you know.
Anyway, but it was, you know what I mean. So he's gonna, you know, he's already in love. He's all googly eyed and shit. He's early in it. You know what I mean? You know, he's early in it. You know, the real love is like when, like me and my old lady after 20-something years. Yeah. You know, I still, you know, the minute I see her and she gets up in the morning. You know, she doesn't sleep with any clothes. She comes out with a little tank top and gets out of bed, boing, right in the morning. I'm a man.
You sure are.
I'm feeling good about this.
You know? What I could tell that Elgin was really in love with Jossie? You know what I could really tell?
When was the moment?
When she bought the house. Really, seriously, that's when I tell her you'd fall in love. You know?
All right.
No, you know I'm kidding.
All right, slow down there.
Oh, stop
fucking
it.
Skippy.
Oh, be quiet, man.
At any rate, so by the way, in South Florida, one of the biggest, longest running morning radio shows, the Paul and Young Ron Show, which I've been listening to since I was young. And then once I got cable or satellite radio, I started listening to Howard as my morning type drive and stuff. But it seems that Young Ron. After 20-something years, 26 years of saying that's it. It's over. Now, when this first popped, a lot of people were saying, is this a true story?
Mm. Right.
Is it fake? Is it something you're just doing? Mm. And now you're a radio guy. And again, let's try to keep... So, after this, and everybody thought, so it's real.
Very.
You know, it's done. And, you know, so will he be replaced like Opie and Anthony? You know, they split up.
That's what I'm wondering. Radio. If somebody's going to like go in there, take his position.
They've hired somebody already.
Really? You know who it is? You got some inside
Listen,
info.
You know, you both know I worked with those guys 30 years ago at WSHE. I'm still very tight with.
I saw that you wanted you put it. I even put on there. Hey, are you guys taking auditions?
I was kidding because Paul hates me, and I'll tell you why.
You don't have to tell me why.
No, because
Peter.
If somebody's funny,
it's not like I've been going. Really, he does.
No, man. You know, because Paul has to be funnier than anybody, including the comedians that he has on the show. He can't ever have somebody be funnier than him. He's got to, you know, because that's who he is. You know, nice guy, love him. He's a talented guy. He's had a number one rated show for, you know, 26 years just on, you know, with Ron. 26 fucking years. That's a long time. That's longer than marriages last. I do know in some inside shit. I know that they were fighting. I know that Paul was
They weren't
not,
getting along.
They weren't getting along for years. Ron was very lazy when it came to the appearances. He flew out of at 10 o'clock. He was gone. They took that 9:50 break. He was out the door, you know?
Right.
Paul stuck around. He wrote the bits. He did all this other stuff. They did post-production. He did, you know, whatever it was. He met with the clients. You know, Ron, if you listen to that, and he's a good guy. I like Ron. We were good, but, you know, that he does that weight loss commercial.
Yeah.
Well, first of all.
It's funny. I lost 60 pounds and gained it all back. I always liked Ron as like kind of the straight guy of the two.
He's very good. He's right? So talented. Yeah. He's better than Paul. You know, what right. he well, says listen, in three
I don't,
to four
I don't
words.
Want to sit here and be like better than could have been.
No, but I'm saying, okay, so right. what happened was, listen, iHeart, there's no secret. Eldon could look it up right now. I saw it yesterday. They're $20 billion in debt.
Right.
They're cutting everywhere. $20 billion in debt, iHeartRadio.
So do you think Paul had something to do with him being cut? Do you think Paul said, hey, look, man, you know, I'd rather get paid a little more and get rid of this fucking guy?
No, I think their contracts are, you know, Paul already took like a $400,000 right. pay cut 4 years ago. They had a five-year deal 10 years ago that was stupid. 50
right.
years ago. The Neil Rogers money, that $1.3 million in Paul.
Yeah, well, that's gone. That's
right.
All. Yeah.
All gone. But Ron, you know, as a sidekick made... Clearly, $600,000.
You think he's done? By the way, you think he's going to just that's it? He's going to go back to his house in Parkland, and
I think he's done. He's invested money.
You think he might come and sit in here once in a while and join us, like Toast did every once in a while?
That'd be cool.
It would be really cool, you know. And I could definitely contact him and do that. You know, he's got a son who's got Asperger's.
Oh, by the way, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah,
iHeartMedia, as of March 9th,
yeah,
is an article here. $20 billion.
I said $20 billion.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm,
yeah.
Calm the fuck down there. You
oh
know
no,
what
I'm just saying like, that's sick shit, man. That's big money.
Good thing I looked that up for you.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah,
you did your fact fucking checker. Favor, and you're like ready to get mad at him because didn't you heard you fucking listen to me?
No. I thought he might have heard right, that I said thinking. Million or something. So anyway, and that's the story. I mean, so. Not confirmed. I heard it from inside the building.
So they found somebody else already.
Yeah, and Paul knew about this weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Will Schreiner's on that show once a week, and he's great on that.
He sure is.
He's a comic, you know,
but here's the
icon.
But here's the thing. He's funnier than Paul, and Paul won't have him on.
Oh, really? Oh, that makes sense. And some of the people he has on there then. you know, you know, for example, like the chef guy.
Been great.
The chef guy.
Ralph Pagano.
You know, that mm-hmm. guy's... You know, he's on there a lot.
How about Andy?
Yeah, and that, you know, and that would be like, for example, like Ed from Tavolino's. Mm-hmm. You know, Ed, like,
right.
he opens a show once in a while, but sometimes he doesn't. You know, and I've asked him if he wanted to come in here. We'll talk, like, under certain, especially with the thing happened with Randy and all this shit. It'd be funny.
Yeah.
You know, right, and he goes, right. I don't want to get on the radio or anything.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to do that. But some of these, you know, you're a chef, you know, you put a potato, you throw this in there, you take a little salami. Who mm-hmm. gives a fuck, dude?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't find that interesting.
Right.
But that's sad that if that's true, that he doesn't want anybody funnier than him.
Yeah.
It is true, man.
It's like, listen to the show tomorrow, and even when they have a guest, you'll see
him. Listen to him. He goes for, he's, you know, he's, listen, I kind of, you know, I think he's a jolly guy.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, he's not like you said, funny, not like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like he tries a lot.
He's a good old boy.
You know,
he's a gator, he's a boater, you know.
So you think he lost the eye of the tiger, too? I mean, he's made a lot of money, so he's kind of like, you know, lost his edge.
Well, first of all, you know, I hear nothing on that show that knocks me over here. No great... You know, listen, you know, this clock ticking and going, name six Harrison Ford movies. I mean, is that a bit? Is that a fucking bit, dude? You have 22 seconds.
Well, that'll be, on, that's by the way, well, that's it's been a long radio. Time. And so you know who it is, but you don't want to announce it? You don't want to give it away here? You're going to get in trouble or something if you like, shared with our listening audience?
Lenny Travis.
Yeah. Dude, it's amazing.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm on real radio. You know,
are you guys paying me?
You know, it'd be funny if they got, you know, Angel Salazar.
Are you
going to
pay me cash or credit?
Angel Salazar is doing a show on
with Steve Lasko.
Right.
Lasko.
Yeah, is that the funniest shit on like a community radio?
Now, does he live? He calls in or does Boynton. He do it? Does he live out here?
No, he's living here now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I talk to him all the time. He's crazy. You know, he's so sick. He's crazy. He's a fucking
nut.
They threw him in jail.
Angel Salazar.
They just
check it out.
Check it out. You ever
he's
see
crazy.
Him? You ever see him?
I never saw him live. I never saw him perform.
Yeah, he's got a great show.
Yeah, it really is, man. He
puts a lot into it.
All he does is he picks on like five guys in the audience and names one. The black guy's Reggie. The a guy who looks like an Arab, as he calls him, Mohammed.
Yeah.
You know, somebody
okay,
else.
Okay, Mohammed.
Mohammed. and then he just plays against each other. So where's Reggie going this weekend? To jail. And people yell out to jail. I mean, you know, everybody, it's just a funny fucking thing.
Right.
And then he does this music thing at the end where he strips down to his jockstrap.
He's got a snake coming out of his
it's
banana
so funny.
Hammock.
And he puts, like, different wigs on him. It's Raining Men. He's this one. He's fucking Tina Turner. It's funny. It's worth seeing because he's just such an... a lunatic, you know?
Right. Well, you know.
So that's what it takes to get shows, huh?
You just gotta be a
around,
fucking
put
lunatic.
Put some wigs on, be stupid. All right, coming soon, Elgin David.
Yeah,
one man show.
here's the thing. You know, you mentioned this is coming up to Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a Secret Santa list, for example, in our family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife around Thanksgiving, everybody you know puts their name in and they pick a name, and you know,
I on her list.
No, and. So I pick. So I go ahead and you know we're supposed to now we in a group text our top three things on our Secret Santa list.
Oh, it's the family,
right? So everybody gets so that way and everybody shares it. So whoever you pick, you could eventually look through there in the text and see who's you know who they what they wanted.
So you pick one person and then you look at their gifts. You're not buying a gift for everybody in the family then. Correct?
No, that wouldn't be a Secret Santa then.
No, okay.
That would be a fucking Christmas.
No, that's
where you just buy
time.
Everybody a fucking gift.
Listen, I don't have a big family, and I'm Jewish.
Well,
Secret
Santa is you pick somebody's name in lieu of buying everybody a gift.
But you don't get to pick the name you draw.
No, you don't pick. You reach into it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You get to reach in.
You find
you get
out
a
who
name,
you pick, and you got to keep it
and
quiet.
And no one knows who it is.
See, the Jews don't have a Secret Santa. We have a miserable Moses.
Yeah.
Because we got to spend money on fucking people like you.
So you know that's what you do in lieu of buying somebody everybody a fucking gift. You pick somebody's name,
right.
And that's who you're responsible for buying a gift for in the family. And you usually put a dollar amount. It's been fucked up crazy. Like my sister-in-law, my wife's sister, bought her an iPad, not an iPad, an i like an i Mac.
Wow,
I mean, $200.
I'm Air MacBook Air.
Like a fucking laptop, an Apple laptop.
That's $600.
Yeah, more than that. You know, meanwhile, someone else got like a shoehorn. Like what the fuck, man? What's it? You know,
they got
they got it. You know, you could. So you know, here's mine. Okay, so I put mine on there, and I figured, you know, listen, if I want something, I get it. You know what I mean? It's like I'm gonna wait till. I'm not like a kid where I gotta wait till Christmas before I get my PlayStation. You know what I mean? So, what am I gonna put?
Yeah.
You know, so the one thing I put is a really good ladder for the house.
Really?
Yeah, like a giant ladder.
From
you know,
House
something.
Ladders.
You know, like a really good ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get another fucking plug, Peter Leonard. This is not your show. So, you know what I mean? So I figured that'd work. And then the second thing I put,
mm-hmm.
was a creepy crawly, like the, you know, the cleaner for the pool.
You need another.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking this is good.
Fuck
you know.
It, just Diamond Bright. Have somebody Diamond Bright your pool. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Why not put that? Yeah, I want to get my pool Diamond Bright and resurface.
Your sister-in-law might pick you.
Yeah.
She bought your wife a fucking computer.
Yeah,
she
maybe she'll resurface our pool and our front porch.
Wow. Well.
And then the third thing, I think it was just a Macy's gift certificate.
Not
since
bad.
I seem to buy all my clothes from there. So. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which what would be? What's your? Well, let's save you for last. What's your? Secret Santa list? Three items.
Three. What's the dollar value?
Let's say this is like your family, like within your family, like you know your family means.
I mean, we usually do like $20.
Your family?
Yeah.
What are you fucking?
I don't know.
Just whatever. What would be your top three things
like
you want?
It would probably be a video game.
Say 100. Go up to $100.
Right, $100.
Let's say 100.
Yeah, like a video game. Let's say for like Xbox.
That's one. Go ahead.
Like a pair of sneakers or a hat, maybe. And nothing too crazy. I like either a gadget, something cool that I can play with, like a toy,
mm-hmm.
something like a big ass kid, or either a hat,
right,
or a video game. That's it.
Video game, a hat, or sneakers.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you.
Well,
a question
you know, listen. That's the
started.
Thing. How excited could you be about now? You know, I don't wear a hat. I wear.
Have like, you seen my hat? Collection?
You better start
I
wearing
a lot
hat.
Of hats.
I'm gonna start wearing a hat.
I am gonna start wearing a hat. Wrong with my hair keeps falling like this. You know, but no, like I wear a hat. Like in the I get, like especially on the road. I get up and I'll shower. You're gonna drive. Just fucking throw a hat on,
uh-huh.
right? And then you, but you know, so Well, what about you? What is your
first approach? Of all, let me ask you a question, because this is something I wanted
you
to touch on.
You can't make this easy, can you? Because I only got a couple minutes before you got to take a break.
No, because listen.
I'm trying to get to this fucking bit.
You're let's now pretend. Now, I'm asking you a question.
What's
you're
going
to answer the question. I'm just. It's very simple.
Right.
You pick your mother-in-law as a gift, okay? Right? You pick her as a secret Santa. You're
right.
You're still going to buy Kaylin presents, won't you?
No. Because my wife and I don't, no, we don't buy presents anymore. We're past that stage. What we do is after the holidays, we go shopping.
You're not getting laid. Seriously, I mean, you got to get her.
You
want to
come over
Christmas.
Here and smell my dick, Peter Leonard? stop being a dickhead. I told you we got a couple minutes left. You just spoiled it to go down some stupid road about me not having sex with my fucking girlfriend.
No, wasn't it?
So
that's your girlfriend.
Oh, so you're saying you have a girlfriend.
So, you know what I'm saying?
No,
so,
but I was asking you because I would buy a gift, even if I picked somebody else, if I was married, my wife would get pissed if I didn't give her something.
All right, well, Peter Leonard, because you're a dick, and that would just be another reason for her to get pissed. And, you know, but since I'm a really loving guy, my wife doesn't care about shit like that.
Right.
Okay, so, no, we don't do that. We don't buy gifts anymore for each other because,
I didn't know that.
Number one, my wife sees my bills, so the minute I put it on my, whatever I bought on my Amex, she'd see what the fuck it is. So, you know, it kind of takes the whole silliness out of it.
Well, you do it the day
before. And then if I was to try to, you know, take a grand out of the account, my wife would see, she'd see that money come out of the account. She's like, why'd you take $1,000 out of the account? I tried to buy you a gift. You fucked it up. Okay? So we don't do that. We don't buy, what we do is after the holidays, we go and just do shit, and then we know that we have a budget. We could just do whatever we want.
Okay.
Like, we want to go somewhere together. We want to go ahead and have dinner and get like a $500 bottle of fucking wine and experience that.
Right.
You know, whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. So, you know.
So you do it together. You spend, I got it.
Yeah, so we this is us.
Yeah, it's cool.
He's going to learn that now. He's fucking engaged. He's going to learn it's not about him anymore. It's going to be about you guys.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. And then once
it's
you
about
get
experiences
then once
now.
You get married, it's not like, you know, you guys you kind of bubble away every once in a while like a lava lamp, only to eventually get back together.
By the way, that $20 gift for the wife, that won't work.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hi.
And Elgin David.
Hello.
Anyway, we'll be back for segment two after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Dougie Show, little Foo Fighters. Get it on iTunes. One of my favorite Foo Fighters songs recently.
Dude, Foo Fighters are the bomb.
Learning to walk again. I believe I've waited long enough.
I'm sitting here with Peter Leonard and Elgin David, and Peter Leonard just sent me a little note about the kangaroo, which we talked about on the show yesterday.
Oh, okay.
If he fucking ever listens to the show.
Listen, some people work.
Yeah, you,
dude,
what do you mean? You know, what do you mean?
You
go to the website, you can pull it up on the website.
Well, can I just say one thing about that?
Yeah.
I actually just punched a dog in the face to save my kangaroo.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Hey, by the way, let's get in a little bit, by the way, Elgin. I don't see you sharing that, you know, when I post this show, you don't really share it. You don't like retweet it or anything.
I don't really share anything.
Really?
Like,
that's not nice. You should be like promoting the show.
You're right, I should.
You know? I mean, this fucking flipper head doesn't have Twitter or anything like that, but he promotes on the show. He says, you know, hey, I'm on the show. With,
mm-hmm. And I know. Also always, you know, I try to get you in as many photos of me when they, and I say, it's about the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I always promote Dougie.
Yeah. And John Levine says, hey, I'm on the latest episode and put, you know, retweets.
You know what? I'm really bad. A lot of people are better at social media than I am.
Yeah.
I do need to get better with my social media.
You gotta step up
your game, man. Yeah, and really like be.
Yeah, you gotta help the cause, man.
Consistent with it.
You gotta spread the word. Maybe if you spread the word more, maybe Paul Castronova would have called me.
Oh.
For the.
So it's Elgin's fault.
It is.
I think so. You know what? I'll bite that bullet. Sorry, Dougie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, by the way, how was that? You were at your host of this thing. We were all jetted up in Immokalee.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was
that at the casino?
It was, yeah, it was for the X-Card members there at the casino. It was just like a holiday.
Yeah.
I was the host, and it was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, he had to memorize all the lines of hosting?
Actually, I had to memorize like my intros for all the acts that were coming on stage, like a contortionist and dancers and the band.
Really?
And then I also had to memorize a Justin Bieber rap.
Really? You're right there, Peter? What the fuck?
Yeah, something happened. He
started watching porn, yeah, and like, you know, it's those pop-ups. You can't find the ex.
He's watching gay porn over there.
I was trying to put you on live on Facebook right now to talk about your gig.
Yeah, that's
and what happened? What was it?
I had a weird button.
Yeah, he pulled up his fucking gay gangbang porn.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it's called the pincushion.
How did you know that, by the way?
Because I could see it from here, you dope. You had the thing showing like
this. No, the name of it.
I just saw it. You said pincushion on it.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, I've seen it before.
And by the way, have you waxed your rear end? Because you look really clean-shaven in that.
All right. Anyway, this is segment two where we kind of talk about things you should know about. You know, this is a story I brought up yesterday I was going to bring up, but VA dentist resigns after possibly infecting 600 veterans with HIV.
Oh, my God.
Fuck,
and hepatitis.
Shh.
You know what I mean? You think you're going to the dentist.
He fucked so many guys in the ass. How did he get away with that?
He didn't.
Woke up saying, my teeth feel hurting and something's wrong. My pants are down.
My teeth feel great, but my ass hurts.
But my ass.
Talk about a drilling.
Talk about a fucking Lenny Travis joke.
Yeah. Was it?
My teeth are fine, but my ass.
I never heard that.
What's the donkey doing over there in the midget? Yeah. Now, you know, you think like when I get my teeth cleaned and shit, you know, you see they take the instruments out of the thing, you know what I mean? But, I mean, if I was a veteran, I'd be a little nervous. Because, you know, veterans' budget and government shit is all cut back.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's the problem.
The VA hospitals. Hey, what was that guy who used to work like at New York Comedy Club who was walking around with three hernias for like a year and a half because the VA like couldn't approve him? And then Don's friend, you know, was this fucking asshole, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
But anyway, he got so fucked over at the VA hospital, he ended up with infections and everything else.
Well, these people didn't do well. An unidentified Department of Veterans Affairs dentist in Wisconsin resigned after possibly exposing hundreds of patients to HIV, hepatitis B, and C. C is the bad one, from what I understand.
Yeah, it is.
Yikes.
Officials at Tama Veterans Affairs Medical Center announced Friday the dentist, who placed veterans at risk by reusing his tools, resigned after initially moving to an administrative role. They should make that guy take the forms.
What's that?
Yeah, you know, like all the death cases.
Oh, Jesus.
You know.
Awful.
You know,
what do you do to a guy like that?
Can you imagine some guy catches AIDS, he's been good to his wife, and then he fucking finds out he has AIDS, and the wife thinks he's been fucking around and realizes... Not just because his dopey dentist doesn't, you know, want to clean properly. The only sterilizer thing, you put them in like a wash, right? Don't they put them in a hot water wash or steam wash and they're done?
It's got to be like 360 degrees or
right.
something. It's a really high fucking...
Well, that's what I meant by steam. How hot,
really
hot. You know, steam, how hot does something have to be before it becomes steam? It's a boiling point.
Pizza.
You know? Yeah. The VA launched an investigation after a fill-in assistant reported the dentist had been using his own medical tools and would clean and reuse them, violating the VA rules.
You know what happened? It was a fill-in assistant.
Yeah.
A filling assistant. Anyway. Pay attention.
The dentist worked at the facility, treated 592 patients who were notified they may have been exposed to the disease. Now, That's a bad call.
And especially when they have to go to the VA to get treated.
You know, it's like me. Come back and we'll fix you. It's like me waiting. I told everybody yesterday about the car rental store, and you guys know.
Right.
I'm like waiting. How long is it going to be before, you know, I'm in the clear before they call me? I'm waiting for the call. But can you imagine getting that call?
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. Can you imagine getting the call? Hey, this is Rosie from the VA hospital. Yeah, how are you? I'm feeling great, thanks. It seems that one of our dentists, may have exposed you to AIDS.
Mm.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What kind of call? I mean, can you imagine?
Well, first of all, and here's also a problem. You're talking about now you've got a class action lawsuit with 598 people who, by the time they settle it, the VA has any money, half of them will be dead. that have died of AIDS, because let's say 7, 8, 10, 12 years to settle this kind of
so messed up.
Yeah.
Awful.
Imagine if you had, like, you know, a relative that, you know, or been family member.
Came up from the dentist, you feel good.
He's got
a
Purple
hot.
Heart Award. He's got a, you know, Medal of Honor and shit. And ends up getting AIDS from his dentist.
Hey, Jesus.
Here's a story we mentioned yesterday. I wanted to find out more about it. Sheriff defends delayed arrest in the slaying of ex-NFL player Joe McKnight. Road rage incident. I think yesterday, John Levine, who I thought knew everything, said it was a woman that shot him.
Jesus John, Christ.
John, you know, a little disappointed, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know about the story?
Yeah, of course. It happened on Saturday.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know much about what happened, how the storyline went before it it was in the vehicle, right?
They were both in cars. They were in the street. There was some kind of altercation. The former Jet and New Orleans player got out of his car, approached the passenger side of the other vehicle, and the guy just pulled a gun, and I guess he felt scared or threatened and just...
Right.
He was probably being screamed at, yelled at. He might have been... I don't know what the rest of the story was. He shot him multiple times, and he died on the street. And the cops initially had him... on the ground, they had him, you know, held him steady, waited, and they let him go. He said, there's no crime here. What'd they do, arrest him?
They brought him in for manslaughter charges now.
Wow. Tell us about that, Doug.
Well, you know, I mean, at first, I guess people were criticizing the guy for not arresting, and people were like, how could this, because a white guy.
Uh-huh.
The guy who shot him was white.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And the guy he shot was black.
Yeah. So that's going to bring national attention.
Absolutely.
Right. Not the fact that here's one guy getting out of a car, another guy getting out of a car.
I mean, but
one is armed.
The guy never got out of his car. That might have been the thing. He just reached.
Well, I mean, think about that. If I'm in my car and some big man, I don't care if he's white or black, some big rough looking fucking dude that could probably, you know, knock me the fuck out, you know, and fuck my day up, and I got a gun, I'm not going to shoot him?
Of course you are.
You shoot him?
Well, if he's
coming
at
you. I mean,
you're
not a big guy, you know, so, you know, you're in fear for your life.
I'd have to.
All right.
What would I do?
Twice.
Yeah.
You got a gun, so you're going to just, hey, fuck, and you're going to pop you, or you're going to drive, or I guess you can't drive off. There's a car ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. If he's attacking me, I'm shooting.
Right.
I don't care who it is.
Hmm. Will you shoot me?
If you attacked me?
No, I mean, I'm asking to please shoot me. I didn't know you had a gun.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't shoot somebody like that if they're like, please shoot me. I want to end it. Like,
with
yourself.
Their windows rolled down, Gazer and McKnight had a verbal altercation while in their own cars, Norman said. Then McKnight got out of his car and went to Gazer's car, and there continues the verbal altercations. Mm. At some point, Mr. Gazer pulls his weapon and fires 3 shots at Joe McKnight, killing him. Gazer's got out of his car after the shooting to see what actually happened to him. The sheriff said Norman today said there was a gun in the car that McKnight was in, clarifying that it was McKnight's stepfather's gun that he had. So the guy stayed at the scene till the cops came. He didn't run.
Right.
But you better do that, otherwise you will get arrested.
Well, they also videotaped the whole thing. I mean, there was I think his sister was there. Somebody was there. They videotaped the whole thing of him dying in the street.
Yeah. Gaze stood there and answered. He admitted I shot him. He told him the whole thing, what happened. He was released later that night on Thursday night when it happened, without charges. Norman said they started an investigation Thursday afternoon with a witness who had said, who he said lied. He said the witness said Gazer got out of his car and aggressively took McKnight out of the other car. Now,
wow!
If you see a picture of this guy, the guy Gazer, he's a white dude, but he's not like, you know, menacing in any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a regular thin dude.
Like an accountant?
He looks like, in the one picture, he looks like a thin Gary Busey.
Maybe he was on Flocka.
Yeah.
You get that super strength.
Yeah. Hey, eat some spinach.
There you go.
Now, let's talk about McKnight. He's got a gun in the car there that he may or may not have known was in there. But let's say he knew what the gun was there, and you got a white guy coming at you and attacking you. Why didn't he just take the gun and shoot him first?
Mm.
This is not about race. That's what the sheriff said. I don't think so either.
Neither do I.
This is just two men.
Road rage, man.
It's two men.
Right.
That one happened to be white, that one happened to be black.
That's correct.
Well.
One's alive and one's dead.
Yeah, yeah. Manslaughter, good, you know, you get reckless disregard for life, showing reckless disregard for life. It's not murder. Murder means you're either going to pre-plan it where it's murder
Yeah.
Premeditated, right, is murder
mm-hmm.
two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Murder one just happens. You shoot, kill somebody.
Right.
And something else here in segment two you need to know. Angela Merkel calls for a ban on full face veils in Germany.
Wow.
What? How can you do that?
I mean, how can you? So, I mean,
I have a million Muslims who got in that country. They, in the last three
years. They said, yeah, bring them in, you know, bring all these Syrian refugees. Right? And then they come in and they want to affect Sharia law. They want to be able to enforce the community to have to use Sharia law. And Germany says, no, that's not what we do here.
No.
Right. Let me show you. Do you guys like to, it's summertime, would you like to go to camp?
Yeah, would you guys like to go to a camp and take a shower? We all shower before we go play.
It's a gas.
Yeah, you have a gas.
Are you hungry? We have these nice ovens. They keep you very...
Yeah. We bake goods.
Yeah.
And that's in Germany. To loud applause... Chancellor Angela Merkel told her party members on Tuesday that Germany should ban full face veils wherever legally possible,
mm-hmm.
and that it would not tolerate any application of Sharia law over German justice.
Now, what I have heard is that they are going to put the veils back on the ugly ones.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the women. Okay, she's a fine. Put that back on her face.
Right. The one with the mustache... Cover
yes.
her up.
Yes.
For you, it's okay.
You're fine. Her, take it off. Accepting her party's nomination as their candidate for another four-year term, Chancellor used the moment to broaden her stance on banning the veil, trying to deflect challenges from far-right forces that have made some of their deepest gains since World War II.
Yeah. Deepest graves, what do you say?
Yes.
Since World War II. Those bastards. I won't even buy a fucking German hot dog. You know that? I'm sorry.
But the biggest applause lines concern law and order include a promise that Sharia law would never replace German justice.
There you go.
And it shouldn't.
No.
Right? Absolutely. Church and separation of church and state.
That's it, man.
Right?
You're in our country. Go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
Sharia law.
You want it? You go back. Exactly.
Sharia. Yeah.
I mean, that sound like an asshole?
No.
You know? You're going to have some people, oh, that's bullshit. Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, you know, it's all of a sudden if Jewish people made me start eating matzo balls.
Right.
I'm not eating fucking matzo balls.
No, you're missing out.
Yeah, it's...
They're delicious.
I like them.
Would you rather eat a matzo ball or a meatball?
No,
I asked you a question. Which one would you rather fucking have if you were hungry?
A meatball.
All right. So if you can eat a meatball or you can eat a matzo ball... Why would you bother eating the matzo ball?
Because meatball's delicious.
And meatball soup sucks.
We're not talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
meatball soup sucks.
Nothing better than getting a meatball in like a soup of tomato sauce.
Right.
And throw
right.
some mozzarella cheese on there and heat it up a little bit.
You could also get little meatballs in like Italian wedding soup.
Yeah.
There's like little meatballs in there and they're good. But...
Yeah.
Matzo ball soup is the shoot.
It really is, man.
It's so delicious. I can make it.
You're kidding. That's why you're so
now, let
happy
me ask you a question.
It.
When you make your matzo balls,
yeah.
do you use water or do you use... Tell me what you make when you make the matzo with, and I'll give you a secret. Big
the matzo?
Secret. The matzo ball. When you make the matzo...
Oh, I use... I do the...
The mix,
he goes
right?
to Publix,
yeah, the mix,
he buys
the water,
the
and then the schmaltz from the top of the soup.
Okay, but the matzo... Ball. When you make the matzo ball, you mix the mix with water, right?
Yeah.
I got a good idea for
here
you.
Here we go. What do you do?
You buy seltzer water.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, well.
I thought I was just telling you, but some people don't.
Yeah.
It makes it fluffier.
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, Jesus Christ, the Puerto Rican Jew. I love the kid.
Yeah.
I dated a Jew for a very long time.
We're going to call him Epstein.
Your wedding going to be kosher?
Oh, well, no. Now I'm dating a Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
She's not.
Okay. Well,
now everybody's
going to
bring their own knife.
Okay.
Well, that's great, man. So can you? Yeah, he can cook. I haven't cooked in a long time.
You can eat.
I can.
I'm
eat.
Sure you can cook, though. I'm sure
no,
everybody
I used to
has.
Cook.
Things
I worked.
That they're
I worked
great
in Italian
at.
Restaurants when I was a kid.
Awesome.
So I can make, like, for example, one of my dishes when I was single. I used to make my really good, chicken frances.
Mm.
Nice chicken frances.
You make me hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I made chicken parm. I actually made lasagna.
Right, right. I was thinking about making a lasagna the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just really wanted to make a lasagna.
It's an ordeal.
It
you
is.
Know,
it is.
You got to get that pan, and then you got to get the long noodles. Make sure they're good. You you know, soak them, whatever.
You know what? They have the new things now, man. Honest to God. You know, they have, and it's either Ronzoni or something.
I know what you're talking about. You just put them in dry.
You put them in dry, Dougie. They have the noodles now where you just can layer them without cooking them and breaking them and having to do that. You put the noodle in fucking dry.
And it comes out perfect.
I don't like putting the noodle in dry, Peter.
That's what she say.
I like the noodle to be a little, you know, moist.
Wait, write that down.
I already did.
That was good.
You'll be happy, though. I did tell that joke. My wife's, asked my wife, she's allergic to cats.
Oh, she told you she liked it?
You know, it didn't do well. I actually opened with it in the Florida's Funniest.
Oh, you did tell us the story.
I did tell us the Florida's Funniest. Yes,
the Florida's Funniest one.
The millennials, you know. But what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you already? I told the joke. I told it.
You only told me that the one time. Did you tell it again? You didn't abandon it? Good.
No, I told it. Yeah, I think I told it. I can't remember. I did tell it one more time.
It worked?
Yeah.
Good.
Got some giggles.
Good.
You know, people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I play it off different. Like, I tell it like a telling it stupid joke. You know what I mean? Like,
Oh, thanks.
You know what I mean?
It's like, you know, it's stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, just thought I'd tell you that. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Here with Elgin David.
Yeah.
And Peter Leonard.
He's about to get married, Elgin.
Yeah.
I am. I'm excited.
By the way, did had that video come out with my daughter and, the engagement video?
It came out awesome.
Now we're going to post this on Wake Up Late with Dougie Show YouTube.
Can we get guys, on there? If you want, get on, go check out this video. It's going to be on the Wake Up Late with Dougie YouTube.
There you go. And my stepdaughter stars in it, and Elgin David.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
And she has more followers than all three of us.
That's right.
Combined times 100.
That's right. And by the way, I told you what she's going to let me do in order to help me get my Instagram followers.
She's going to let you piggyback off her followers?
Yeah, but she said the only way I'll do it is if you like start doing yoga, and we'll start doing poses together.
Hilarious.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
So, and then it'll be inspirational. They'll say, here's my stepdad. Look at his fat ass. You know, he used to be a former athlete and stuff, and now we're going to get him back in shape with yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So all her yoga friends are going to follow, you know.
That's great.
Hopefully,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll jump on the Dougie bandwagon.
So when somebody says...
is that what they call it these days, a bandwagon?
When a comedy club says, how many Instagram followers you got? I got like 40,000.
That's great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, none of them come to a comedy show. They're all yoga fucks. You know.
But still, that's
Can
still...
they bring their mat?
Yeah.
Tell them
people just look at that number, though. They see 41K. They're going to be like, oh, wow, Dougie has 41K.
Exactly.
What are you at now? Awesome.
Six. Just short 1,100.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, it's at Dougie Dangerous.
What about on your Facebooks, man? What do you got?
My Facebook, I'm like about almost 4,600 friends.
Nice. You?
Me, I don't know. I'm up there somewhere.
I'm at 2,490-something on my personal one and like something like 2,600 on Food for Thought.
Right. By the way, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page is over 1,200.
Awesome.
Cool. So go to that. We post different stories during the week. And, of course, we'll post a video on that. We'll spread it out on that.
Yep.
And even my the Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida fan page.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going to happen is I'm going to get to 5,000, right, on my friends. So you got to start eliminating.
Yeah, well, Facebook also, they cut you off or something.
5,000 friends, they cut you off. So that's it. So I want to make a transition. I think once we get to that, I'm going to start saying, you know, I'm going to eventually have the Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida fan page.
Yeah.
But then the friend page will be the friend page.
Do you want to hear something?
You know, just going to be friends.
Only friends.
Listen to this. Funny you said that. I was home all last week. I stayed home. I spent an hour and 5 minutes on Facebook taking out friends of mine or people who were on my thing who had died over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
30 people were gone.
Yeah.
So that's the way to thin the herd.
I noticed that. Right, you know, there. People, you know, pass
just to
away.
Kill them.
I got, you know, when the birthdays pop up, the guy's been dead for 6 years. Hey, happy birthday,
I know,
Rico.
You feel like a dope, yeah.
How's it up there
happy
in
birthday,
heaven?
Happy birthday, Bill.
Fucking, right. <Yeah. laughs> So I always say, hey, don't eat too much cake.
Meanwhile, there's a cockroach walking through his skull. Anyway.
Terrible.
Hey, we'll be right back with Straight from the Headlines after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about stories from around the world and make fun of it. Get material from it. That's what I do it for. Retiring worker sends exit survey complaints to 2,000 employees. Do you ever do something messed up like that at work?
Yes.
Like, it's like an Anthony Weiner, right? You think you're sending a dick pic. Next thing you know, you're sending it out on Twitter. Philadelphia, a retiring Pennsylvania turnpike worker, decided brutal honesty was the way to go when he filed out an exit survey after a 35-year career.
Wow.
Instead of emailing it only to the Human Resource Department, he hit reply all, sending his critique over the operation to more than 2,000 colleagues. Well, I guess if you're leaving and retiring, does it really make a difference? Right? You got to show up at lunch. You know, you're that guy. Oh, look at that dumbass. Like, I always tell the story about being on a conference call, forgetting to put the fucking the mute button on. I'm like,
right.
You know, whoever's idea was to have this fucking conference call. So fucking stupid. I got to get up at this early now to come all the way here. Would somebody turn the mute button off? Medieval manager Michael Steuben tells the Philadelphia Daily News that the agency asked for honesty and he delivered. He made it clear that he liked his job but thought the Turnpike Commission was run by out-of-touch executives taking care of politically connected friends.
Yeah, not bad.
Turnpike Commission Chairman Sean Logan, a former state senator, was not amused by Steuben's remarks. He sent a reply all note of his own that said he was glad he had never met him. Yeah, it's nice when you have just shit going on at work. People reply all. That's like when somebody puts you in a group message on Facebook. Why do people do this?
You hate that.
Like,
save time from sending, like, you know, the same thing to 10 different people.
I've banned a couple people because they've done this. And, like, not unfriended them, but I basically, like, you can block somebody from messaging you, right? So it's, like, constantly. And some person's like, why is that an issue? I go, what do you mean that's an issue? You got 15 people in your fucking group.
And then everybody
responds. And my phone's blowing up in my pocket. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. I can't stand that either.
And I don't really give a shit. I don't want to see a fucking rerun. You know, from I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
You know, oh, that's fucking hilarious. Here's something funny, Doug.
Yeah.
Here's something funny I think you'll like.
Yeah.
It's a fucking clip from The Honeymooners.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What the fuck?
The funniest thing I've seen that I'll watch and shit like that is Adolf Hitler when he's talking about, like, you know, anything, like the Minnesota Vikings.
They show that video of the war room.
Right.
Hitler in the war room, yeah. And then they're talking about,
like,
you know,
anything, and they show that he's...
What was that guy? You weren't here back then with comedy. We had that guy, Huckleberry, what was his name?
Definitely.
Krakenberry. It was dissing me. He went on there and, like, dissed me and a bunch of Florida comics.
Really?
Yes. Sometimes.
Was it a real... Harold Krakenberry?
Yeah, Harold Krakenberry.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Was it a real person, though?
It was somebody. And
somebody
a few
was,
people.
But they put a fake account up called Harold Krakenberry.
Right.
And they were talking shit about everyone. It's like saying the things everybody wants to say,
right.
But still under the guise of a fake name.
Wow. Right. Yeah. Instead of the always dangerous Dougie Almeida, he called me the sometimes funny Dougie Almeida.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Where is he today?
He made an appearance at the old Funky Buddha there, and everybody thought it was Mario Mateo, a former comic.
Oh.
You know. And I was going to go there, and I said, if I was there, I would have knocked the fucking hat, because he had this fake monkey mask, big mask, or whatever it was, raccoon, I don't know what it was.
He wore that on stage.
He came in and played a recording, like, with this tall guy in a Pee Wee Herman suit, and he had like a muskrat. I don't know what it was, like a mouse fucking
helmet,
like big thing.
Okay, like a costume character.
Right. He made fun of Pam Bruno. He made fun of every comic. He basically just dissed on every comic.
But no one knows who it is.
No. Yeah, and then Will Lopez was known for the business comedy of business, though, that little cartoon that came out.
That was awesome.
Right. Like I want to feature. You know, and there was like Bringer, and it was kind of
funny.
It's
one of the best. I've watched that so many times, it's hilarious.
Right. Speaking of Wills, how's that guy Will, who was in the hospital? Is that his name, Will? William.
I haven't heard back about Will Rock the House Lewis. I haven't heard, I don't know. Okay. So anybody's got word. on Will Rock the House Lewis, let me know. Here's our first story. Class ring flung in rage, reunited with owner decades later. We had a story on the show yesterday about a woman who accidentally threw her gauge ring out and three rings out when she was doing cooking or something, and she had to go to the Jersey to the fucking waste management place and end up finding it. Can
she
imagine?
Combed through people's diapers and
that
shit.
Must have taken
the only reason they found it because junk mail that had her address on it, they found.
Wow.
So they started looking at this area and they found it. In Powell, Wyoming, a Wyoming man has been reunited with his high school class ring more than 45 years after he threw it as far as he could in a fit of teen rage. Mike Payton says he's flabbergasted to get the ring back after losing it so long ago. Powell Dribune reports that a man with a metal detector found the 1968 Powell High School ring inscribed with Payton's initials. The man's wife and a family friend tracked down Payton's mother, who surprised her son with the ring a couple weeks ago.
Doesn't say that he had dropped out,
as a junior. Yeah, I never graduated. That's why I threw it. I was pissed.
Right.
Now, I lost my class ring because my ex-girlfriend never gave it back.
Oh, then fuck.
And my college ring was stolen in Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would want your college ring from fucking, where'd you go to?
Costa Rica. Who would want it? Anybody in Costa
Anybody
Rica.
Anybody who wants
would,
to melt
gold.
That metal down. Yeah.
It's gold. Yeah. I never got a high school ring. Never got the college ring.
Yeah. I did. I lost my high school ring. I had a gold one. I wish I knew. I fucking loved that thing.
Yeah, I never.
It was cool.
I got thrown out of my high school as a junior. I went to this school from 4th grade to 11th grade. They threw me out. I didn't come back for my senior year. I was about to get a high school ring from some fucking place. I bought my diploma in Manhattan.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's called the GED, Peter.
No, I didn't get a GED.
No? You went to a high school?
I went to an actual high school where everybody else who's gotten thrown out of every other private school in Manhattan ended up at this one high school where they took anybody and everybody, man. We had midgets. We had fucking everything.
Wow.
We had it all.
Rock-loving orangutan causes $220,000 in damage at a St. Louis zoo.
Wow. St. Louis.
Right. St. Louis, a rock-loving orangutan named Ruba, went ape on the observation windows of her St. Louis zoo enclosure, forcing nearly $200,000 in repairs.
Oh,
how'd they know,
shit.
How'd they know she loved a rock?
I don't know. Zookeepers say the 12-year-old female orangutan repeatedly taped and banged rocks against 4 7-foot-tall windows over several months, causing considerable damage.
What would you expect?
Yeah.
How'd they punish her?
She probably saw a video of that one gorilla getting shot.
Oh, Harambe.
Harambe.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
She probably YouTubed Harambe and went, oh my God, I get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's awful, man.
Susan Gallagher, a spokesman for the zoo, said replacing the triple layer of glass with 3-inch thick acrylic required re-engineering the frames that hold them. Yeah, too bad, so sad, who gives a fuck.
What I heard that it was the St. Louis Rams were there on a field day, actually, and she was trying to get out to meet them.
Zookeepers now hope to train Ruba to drop rocks in a tube, regardless of whether staffers are around to reward her.
How much are they going to pay her for that? I mean, that's slave labor. That really is.
Hey, listen, you can't teach an old orangutan tricks.
By the way, was she a monkey?
I have no idea what the
remember
fuck.
Remember that story about the monkey?
Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Was she a monkey?
Police officer charged with slapping man dressed as bunny.
A man was dressed as a bunny.
Somebody posted.
I just saw it. It's funny.
Somebody posted a face on Facebook. This woman, I think it was in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to walk her dog, and it was a crime scene. And she was yelling at the fucking cops because she couldn't go walk her dog. And they said, "Ma'am, you can't go. You know, it was a crime scene." And the fucking lady, you know, hit the cop with a bag of doo doo that she had.
Right.
And the cops fucking threw her down, and that was it.
Woo! Wow.
Of course, she started screaming.
That's a crime. My dog can't take a piss over where he usually goes.
Hopatcong, New Jersey.
There's a video for it.
A police officer is accused of slapping a man who was wearing a bunny costume and was blowing an air horn inside a police station, has been charged with assault. Hopatcong police officer Nicholas Maresca Jr. was charged on Friday with slapping Kevin Hemrich on November 17th. He hemorrhaged after the bitch slap.
Yeah.
The encounter between Reska and Hemrich was captured on video, shot by Hemrich's brother. The video shows Hemrich entering the Hopatcong police station and blowing the air horn repeatedly, despite being told to stop.
That's sad.
that it?
Here's the video. We're watching a guy in the hallway. He's walking
it's
in.
Like, it's not really a bunny costume. It's more like a hoodie with
ears.
He's got pants, like sweatpants with a tail.
A bunny.
He's going at it for a while, this guy.
Yeah.
He's getting up the nerve to go in, it looks like.
I should have did it with the sound on.
Yeah, that would have been helpful.
Well, I didn't know if you guys wanted to, you know, interrupt the...
He had enough of that. We're told he's the man who got caught on camera.
Ooh, left hook.
Maresca has been now slapped with an assault charge.
Mm.
Now in a state...
Ooh.
Maresca's attorney, Anthony Culo, said that Maresca
acted... What's that mean in Spanish, by the way?
That means ass.
Okay.
Appropriately and accordance with his training and experience as a police officer, he said Maresca would be vindicated.
He acted like a culo.
Yeah. Who would keep a name like
that?
He
acted like a culo cabeza.
Is that really somebody's last name, culo?
Yeah. Well, look at the, I tell jokes about that. Some of the fucking, I remember when I worked at American Express in the old S-Rock building, South Regional Operations Center out there in Plantation.
Mm.
We had that. We'd get on the phone. It was called ACS, Automatic Calling System, and they'd pull up people that were 60 days late on their gold card. And there was one guy I called, and he goes, it was Stuart Gotts.
Mm.
And he said, call me Stu. I'm like, you want me to call you Stu Gotts? And, there was the fuck family.
Uh-huh.
You fuck, he
right.
fuck,
uh-huh.
we fuck.
Right.
It was like, I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Chinese, obviously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like even my wife's family, Cambodia, friends of the family that come, the wrong family. He wrong.
Really?
She wrong.
Well, I know she. I know he's always
me wrong.
According to her,
me wrong.
Well, according to her, he's always you wrong. Anyway,
yeah,
right.
These are my kids. They all gonna not graduate high school because he wrong, she wrong.
Right. And you know, if they get in a car, they can only make a left. You know why? Two wrongs don't make a right.
Hmm. All right. Had to take it there.
Listen.
Hey. Well, here's a story. Florida woman. And half marathon lost for 12 hours.
12 hours?
Yeah. Man, somebody was fucking with her and they changed the tape.
They changed all the little arrows.
Go that way. Next thing you know, she runs into a real bad neighborhood.
Well, how the hell did she get lost? Did she lose the other marathoners?
Yeah, she must have been really slow.
Yeah.
Northport, Florida, a Florida woman who became lost during a half marathon trail run, was found past nightfall after wandering around 25,000-acre park for nearly 12 hours. Sarasota Times reports Melissa Kitcher was in good spirits after being found Sunday evening. She says she made a wrong turn more than 3 miles into the into the fucking run. From there, she realized she was not going to have a chance to finish.
She must have been exhausted. Huh?
Think about how long. Yeah, how
she
long
took a half marathon. She ran 36 miles in a half marathon.
How long do you have to run to notice that you're not on the trail anymore?
Right.
What was funny is there were people handing her cups of water along the way. You know, she was like, here, take some water. You look thirsty.
There, she would grab, like, people were handing her water bottles, and she'd run by and grab it, and a bunch of Mexicans chasing her. It's a dollar! It's a dollar!
Yeah, that's why she finished, by the way.
Race director Thierry Rollard says he had no idea Kitcher was still on the trail until her husband called late Sunday afternoon. Where the fuck's my wife? Kitcher says her cell phone froze before the race, but she never really worried since she knew her family could come looking for her. She plans to run the Sarasota half marathon in March, but she'll carry a map.
Carry a map.
You would hope.
They should put a fucking GPS on her.
Could you imagine, like, she probably told all her friends at work. You know, she mentioned all her, hey, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to run this marathon. It's my, you know, I'm real excited. And then people are going to be like, what happened? How'd you do? Oh, well, I got lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
M&Ms.
But you're right. I mean, how bad could she be by herself? She didn't.
Yeah. Like, and of all days for your phone, she said her phone froze?
Yeah. Froze before the race.
What the hell? Restarted.
Yeah. Mine was messed up. I got a call. That's why I got nervous. I got a call from Arizona today. Nobody left a message. But. I was like, it got stuck on the call. Like when I was trying to call back,
right.
And it wouldn't. It was like my phone was frozen.
It could have been those rental car people, dude. Oh no!
I would hope they'd have left a message.
They want to talk to you directly.
Yeah, they don't
We're gonna get this guy to pick.
Yeah, we're not gonna tell them to call back. Mistakenly sold lottery ticket earns a couple $1 million.
What?
Lakewood, New Jersey, a mistakenly sold lottery ticket has earned a New Jersey couple $1 million. State lottery officials say 70-year-old Dante Castillo usually picks his own numbers, but when the Manchester man bought some ticket for last Thursday's Cash for Life jackpot at a convenience store in Lakewood, the clerk accidentally sold him a ticket with a computer-generated number.
Hmm.
The ticket proved to be the winner, matching the five main numbers drawn, but not the cash bail number or cash ball number. Castillo and his wife chose the $1 million prize instead of the option to receive $1,000 a week for life. Fuck, I'm 70. it's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
The convenience store will receive a $10,000 bonus check from the lottery officials for winning the ticket. It's always interesting that the store gets to get some sort of, like, you know what I mean? That's what incentive to sell the fucking ticket.
Right.
As a financial planner, I used to always say, I hope my clients win.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you want, goddamn right, man.
Right? Money to manage.
Shit, yeah.
Here's another story. Cops find robbery suspect after sending him Facebook warning. This is a follow-up story from yesterday. John and I talked about this guy. They caught him on video camera and stuff, and they found him who he was, so they went on his Facebook page and they messaged him.
Get out of here.
The cops say, you can't run, you can't hide, we'll find you.
Wow.
Bridgeville, Pennsylvania. State police have helped cops in Pennsylvania town keep a Facebook promise they made to an armed robbery suspect. We will find you.
Jesus.
The reports say that 32-year-old Robert Watkins III was arrested on Sunday in Rockdale Township. That's near Meadville, which is near Shitville, which was Watkins' hometown, about 100 miles away from Bridgeville.
Monkey.
Police got a warrant charging Watkins with a Thanksgiving Day gas station robbery.
Jesus.
Bridgeville police has posted a message on Facebook saying it was a matter of time before we find you, and that they did. That's some good police work.
Crime doesn't pay, Doug.
You would think. And our final story today from straight from the headlines, Japanese men and women giving up on dating. They give up on dating and marrying their friends.
Why would they do
really?
That?
Yes.
Well, it's cheaper,
let's just
man.
Marry our friend.
It's fucking cheaper, first of all. You know, how many dates do you go on before you find the right girl? You go on, right? 100 dates.
But
you got to test the water. Don't you want to know what it's like? What's out there?
Your friend.
All right. So if right now, if we're in this predicament, let's say you weren't engaged.
Yeah.
Which one of your friends would you marry?
Probably you, Doug.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're a rich older guy.
I don't have any. I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think right now. Which one of my friends?
I haven't slept with any of my friends. How do you know?
Probably John Levine.
The Japanese sex problem has become so desperate that its young population are giving up on dating and are just marrying their friends. Yeah. A government survey found 69% of Japanese men and 59% of Japanese women do not have a romantic partner. One Japanese aggregator website has since been awash with stories of how people have simply got married to lifelong friends.
Nice. Right.
The country has one of the lowest birth rates in the world, with just 8.4 children being born per 1,000 inhabitants. Population of 127 million people is predicted to decrease to 87 by 2060.
Wow.
Well, it might get even worse if there's another fucking earthquake and tsunami.
Right.
That's terrible.
Well, they're running out of chopsticks.
In recent weeks, people have posted stories, the website, telling how in one case, a colleague married their friend of just 10 years. The trend has been coined Kosai Zero Nikol Kong, roughly translated marrying without dating.
How about marrying without fucking?
Yeah, that comes. That's a carizo no bangi bangi.
That comes afterwards. By the way, I do want to say as long
as that's a milk no sucky dicky.
I do want to say, this is no joke.
No licky pussy.
While we're on the Asian thing, the guy who invented General Tso's chicken, 97 years old, died on Saturday.
General Tso's chicken.
Yeah,
Chinese guy who came from China, had a bunch of restaurants there, went to. Over to, Taipan, and then came here, saw that Americans love fried chicken,
mm-hmm.
and said, you know, I can do this with some hot spicy sauce too and sweet. And they made, basically, that's what General Tso's is like
it's
Chinese
so
version.
Good.
Yeah.
It's the third ordered thing in Chinese.
Third
so
most popular
long,
order.
And his name was Peng Ching Wang.
Peng Qingwang.
I want to say goodbye to
Peng
Qingwang.
Well, rest in peace, Peng Qingwang.
Yep.
With that, let's rest in peace this show today.
Okay.
That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Wow.
It's been super.
It's been fun.
By the way,
it's always fun.
My three Christmas Santa's wishes, by the way, which you never got to, because as I was asking you if you'd buy your wife a gift instead, would be back surgery, Percocet, and marijuana. Thank you. That's what I want for my Christmas.
Back surgery?
Yeah.
Percocet?
Yeah. And marijuana.
Obviously in that order.
Yeah.
And marijuana.
Right. Yeah. There it is. That's all.
That's nice.
Right?
I wonder if I could put something. I should put that on. That would be funny with the whole family if I put on there. I should have put
bariatric surgery.
Ecstasy.
Ecstasy. That's good.
Three prostitutes, a blonde, a brunette, and a black girl.
Right.
And
a
bag of condoms.
There you go. Big bag.
Right.
Go buy your wife a present, please.
Listen, I give her a present every day. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, the show that is, at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. How about Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David Comic.
There you go. And Peter?
The Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook, please.
How's your new venue going? Good?
You got to come there. Both of you guys got to come there. It is.
I'm available Sunday if you need.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I might need you to do that, buddy.
All right.
Yep.
There you go. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. There will be no show tomorrow unless somebody important shows up out of nowhere. But other than that, thanks for listening. Don't forget, this Saturday night, I'm going to be at the Florida, Ray Combs Florida Comedy Club. Matter of fact, the last show they'll be having at this location and probably anywhere.
really?
It's at Spank's Barbecue in Pompano on, what's that, on Cypress Road or something
Andrews.
Like that? Andrews.
Yeah.
Two shows. I think it's like 8 and 10 or 8, 7:30, 9:30. Eric Knowles from L.A. Area won the World Series of Comedy this past year as your headliner, and I'll be doing it. Two shows, so it's a local venue. You want to come out?
Chicken wings, six for a dollar.
And next week, the 14th through the 18th, I'll be at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
You got a winter coat, though.
Yeah, trust me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beamed their light hit the ground.